Well, effectively, Tenants Force came about as a result of the whole regeneration process that we're recording in St. Michael's, Fanamar, where I work, and O'Devany Gardens, and in terms of what we also hear in relation across the city, in relation to places like Chamber Street, Bishop McCart and that, and what people's experiences like. So really, the Tenants Force came about as an attempt to try to build a support base and coordinate an approach to what was going on in relation to housing policy.
Mm-hmm. And you're involved with Fatima Mansions, and that's been redeveloped under a PPP plan. Have the residents out there been reasonably happy with the PPP plan so far?
Well, effectively, the difference, in as much as there can be a difference, there was a master plan that was negotiated prior to a public-private partnership arrangement, and I think that's the difference. In as much as the PPP, as far as we were concerned, providing the deliberate the master plan agreement that was negotiated in 2001, nobody was going to have a major difficulty about it, as much as that we are there to represent residents' interests and residents' needs. So to a large degree, only time will tell whether the public-private partnership changes to the master plan as much as the social dividend, the labour clause, the social incubator units and such. Only time will tell. But it would be fair to say that from a local perspective, the indications are good. That people are quite positive. People rate to a large degree in terms of looking to be housed in qualified housing and to have service at their disposal. And from what's happened in the Fanamar in the mid-80s, we're confident that we can achieve the division that we've set out as far back as 2000 in 11 acres, 10 steps.
Do you think that the building of 300 plus private housing units in the new Fatima is going to change the social mix of the area, or for the better or for the worse?
Well, to be honest with you,
the investors probably renting them out to...
Yeah, well, I suppose, as I said, the private numbers went up by 70 in the revised PPP arrangement. Would be fair to say, as I've said already, we had originally hoped that there'd be three bedroom private units that would attract families, but the evidence would suggest otherwise, that families would not necessarily move into apartment type living, and therefore you could attract investors in terms of using those apartments for rental purposes. So I think nobody wanted that, you know. There's 369 private, there's 220 both public and social farmers, there's huge neighbourhood facility spaces, retail units, there's social economy. I think it's going to be the state of the new plan offers great potential in the context of an integrated approach to delivering housing. As far as we're concerned, we've delivered in terms of air commitments, in terms of the footprint. The footprint hasn't radically changed in as much as the densities. Well, the numbers have gone up in the apartment sizes. The density and the footprint in terms of square metres hasn't radically changed. I think that's important to point out in terms of the 11-acre site.